Hi everyone, welcome back to Xamarin Forms 101. I'm your host, Maddie Legere, and today we're going to look at how to make your Xamarin Forms apps more accessible to visually impaired users. Native operating systems have screen readers built in. So on Android, there's something called TalkBack, on iOS it's VoiceOver, and on Windows it's Narrator. And what these tools do is read aloud the content of the page that your user is looking at before they actually interact with it, so that they know what they could be possibly interacting with and what your page is trying to show them. Because Xamarin Forms uses all the native controls, you also kind of get the same native accessibility properties. So you can use automation properties in Xamarin Forms, and they'll be read aloud by the native screen readers the way that it would read any other native control. So a good example of this is a button on iPhone. If you click it in your Xamarin Forms app and you have automation properties in Xamarin Forms, it will be read aloud the same way that a button in the iOS settings page would be read aloud to your iOS user. What we're going to do is take a look at just iOS, but just know because Xamarin Forms, the API for automation properties is the same for Windows, iOS, and Android, although the way the screen reader might read it back to you, it could be a little bit different. It's just the native way it works. I have a pretty simple app here. It's a label that says type in your name, a placeholder, an entry that says type your name as a placeholder, an image that's a monkey.png, and a button with the text that says click me. And I have the voiceover on this iPhone right now. So I'll click on this button.
Click me button.
And it tells me what it says and what it is, which is a pretty good representation of that button without me having to do any work right off the bat. Then I can click on something like this entry right here.
Type your name, text field, double tap to edit.
And it tells me the placeholder, what it is, and how to interact with it. So that's pretty good as well. Although if I click on this image.
Image, mammal, stuffed animals.
It just gives me a best guess of what it is. And, you know, this is a Xamarin monkey. I want to make sure that everybody knows that there's a Xamarin monkey here and I'm not just showing a random mammal. So I should really make this page more accessible so it's easier for my visually impaired users to navigate. So first and foremost, what you need to do is set your automation properties is an accessible tree. And that's just saying, hey, this is a control that's visual and that I want to be able to put automation properties on. If I put this on my stack layout, if I clicked in the bounds of that stack layout, it would say stack layout or whatever I set as the automation properties for it. I don't really care about my layouts for my users. I just want them to be able to interact with what's actually on the screen and what they can see. So for this label, the text is type in your name, but I'll give it an automation properties name and I'll set it to the same. I'll just say type in your name, label. And then I'll also give it help text. And in my help text, I'm gonna say below this label is an entry where you can type in your name. I'm gonna hit save, I'm using XAML Hot Reload. I'm gonna click on this label and we're gonna see what this sounds like.
Type in your name label. Below this is an entry where you can type in your name.
So right away, I know that the thing I clicked on is a label, it's just text, and that there's gonna be an entry below it where I can actually type in my name. So let's look at this entry. We know that it already read out the placeholder, but I can also give this a name. So first I need to make sure I add it to the accessible tree, equals true, and then I'll give it a name, equals name text box. I'll hit save on that as well. Let me click on that.
Name text box, type your name, text field.
So
double tap to edit.
So it reads the name, it reads the placeholder, it tells me what it is, and then it tells me how to interact with it, which is more information than I would just get from the placeholder right off the bat. Finally, with that image, we want to make sure that we, you know, tell people that it's a monkey. So I'll do the same thing, I'll add it to my accessible tree. Is inaccessible tree is true. And then I'll give it a name, just like I have everything else, and I'll just say monkey, image of monkey, stuffed monkey, maybe. And then I'll give it help text as well. And you can use help text as kind of a details field on something like images. if you think about the web, when you hover over something, it's like your tooltip. So this could be image of a stuffed monkey wearing a Xamarin shirt. Now let's save. Now let's see what this says to us.
Image of stuffed monkey. Image. Image of a stuffed monkey wearing a Xamarin shirt. Mammal. Stuffed animals.
So it tells me it's an image. It tells me it's an image of a stuffed monkey. And it tells me that help text. And then it also tells me what iOS thinks it is. So that's really helpful if I kind of put like a very generic help text and there's some more details that I could get from iOS's, however they determine what's in an image. That is the way to get started with automation properties in Xamarin Forms. You can just add them to anything, and you totally should, because it really, really enhances the experience for your visually impaired users. I'll, as always, drop the docs in the show notes. Feel free to reach out anytime with questions, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, it's James, checking in on your Xamarin Forms journey into mobile development. Don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell so you get all the latest episodes in your inbox. And while you're here, check out all these awesome Xamarin Forms 101 videos right here. Get going now.